Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot going on. Elliot Shore-Parks joins us for a full hour, fresh from Eagles practice. The Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to use Saquon Barkley the same way they used him last year? It is up to 66.8% that say yes. Elliot, what do you think?
Yes. Oh, wow. I think we've gotten a little too concerned with the longevity of Saquon's career. Like, I don't want to run him into the ground. I don't wish injury upon him. But at the end of the day, these are his prime years. Like, I'm not saving him for 2026, 2027. Their window to win is now. Like, I get if you want to say week 1, 2, 3 for the playoffs, like, whatever. But I'm not worried about...
So you do like my formula.
I haven't heard your formula.
You just said it.
Okay, yeah.
First 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, maybe a week or two. I'm not worried about... like 2026 or 2027. I am using Saquon next season the way that helps the team the most. I'm not like throwing it just to throw it. I'm not resting. Like I'm getting the most out of Saquon when you can get the most out of Saquon, because who knows what the situation will be in 2026. They have an ability to win a Super Bowl now. Like I would rather get 2 amazing years out of Saquon than 1 amazing year and then 2 subpar years where you're holding him back.
Eh. So what about getting the most out of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith? Or getting the most out of Jalen Hurts?
I'm not concerned with that. I'm not. Like, I think they should do what is best for the team. And what happened last year worked. Now, if they get into weeks, 2, 3, and that's not working, then yeah, you have to pivot. But I don't get why they would take the ball out of Saquon's hands, like, for health purposes.
Well, the defense can force you to.
Yeah, and if that happens, then Jalen throws it. I agree with that.
Okay, so then the only thing is that sometimes you react to what is being shown to you as a defense. Jalen's up there. He's checking plays. Yeah. He's seeing what's in the box. So the key thing would be is don't force Saquon.
I agree
with
you
on that.
That's
the thing. Yeah. Don't force Saquon the ball, because just that's the way you won a year ago.
So I have confidence if they have to, they can throw their way to a Super Bowl this year. Week 1 to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
So I think they can do it. I'm just saying.
Why would they have to?
Wait, say what?
Why would they? You said I have confidence if they have to.
I'm saying if they come out trying to run the ball and do the same offense they did last year.
Yep.
And it's working, then keep doing
Stick with it.
Okay.
But if it doesn't, then I do think they will be able to throw the ball at a high enough level to have a successful season and win a Super Bowl. But I think a lot of the Saquon discussion is built in of like, think about his health. Think about his long term. I don't think that should be the Eagles' priority. They're paying him top dollar right now. I disagree. I think they're paying him top dollar right now to be the most impactful player he can be. If you are holding him
you're
back
wrong.
And worrying about the falling season, I think that's
wrong.
I don't think I am.
Let me tell you why you're wrong.
Why?
Because they could have got that out of him without giving him another dime.
Yeah, but
they gave him the more money. The money they gave him
was a thank you check.
They can spruce it up how you want to spruce it up. But I guarantee you it wasn't thinking about 1 year of Saquon Barkley. was about having Saquon Barkley.
I think it was about 2024. I think they gave him a huge check for what he accomplished last year. I don't think this is about 2026 and 2027.
They gave Saquon, this is where we disagree.
Right.
Because Saquon coming off a so-so year with the Giants in his final year got good money last year. Mm-hmm. So what did they give him that money for?
They gave him that money for what he could do in 2024.
What he did in 2024. Correct. And he went and won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So then they said to themselves, we like what we see. We want to do it. We want to see this a little bit longer. We'll see, and so we want to keep him happy.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
They give you that type of an extra bonus. It's not for just the Eagles don't do anything in a vacuum. So Saquon would be more beneficial to them because of all the other talent they have around him, if they can use him for 3 or 4 more years. That makes no sense.
I don't think they're viewing this as a 3-4-year thing. I think they,
with Saquon, they have to be.
Well, they know the reality of the situation with running backs. And when you have the amount of touches he did last year, they know that they're shortening his career. I think they handed
him. But you don't have to.
But I think they handed him that deal as a thank you for last year and because Saquon wanted a pay bump because of how impactful he was. That's why I don't think they paid him
and
with the idea.
They gave it to him because they want to try to stretch his career out. They see the value in that. They've had, other players that have come here and have had great years, and they don't redo their deal. They don't redo their deal. Mm-hmm. So this isn't just about we're going all in to win, because the other moves they made don't say that. The other moves they made don't say we're all about this year. The other moves they made, they said, we got to make some moves thinking about 25, 26, 27. So why would they make those other moves on the team thinking about the future, but when they make this financial investment, arguably the biggest one they made this offseason, why wouldn't that be about the future versus this is about right now? We don't care if we got Saquon in 26 or 27 or 28. It makes no sense.
I agree. The Saquon contract was very out of character for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Very out of character. And that's why I think it is an out of character thing to do, which is to reward someone for the last year he had. And also, Saquon had a ton of power to look for a new deal right now. So I think that's it.
What was he going to do if he didn't get a new deal?
He'd be really upset.
And then do what?
Well, you don't want an upset Saquon in the building. Who knows? I don't think he would have notched it up for OTAs and stuff.
It's not like he had the Eagles with their arm behind their back.
He kind of did. He just won them a Super Bowl.
At least that's not the way I see it. I think they negotiated in good faith. This dude had a great season last year. They love having Saquon here. They want him here as long as he can possibly be here and be productive. That's the only thing that makes sense.
But you
want him here longer. He's a great teammate. He's a great player. He's great for your locker room. He's embodying the city. He is a Philadelphia Eagle. Why wouldn't you want that for 3 or 4 more years? You're trying. I'm not saying they're working to put together a Hall of Fame career for him, but it makes no sense because you can run him into the ground and you don't win. You still don't win.
But you
so
might
if he
not
gets
win.
Injured because you're running him into the ground,
right.
Now you got a salary on your books with an injured running back that's pushing 30 years old. What use is he to you?
So I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure this deal only really guarantees him 2 more years with the team. His last year really only guaranteed him this year, right? So I think he got security beyond this year, which is one of the reasons for the deal as well. I agree with you that, like, off the field, Saquon is good business for the Eagles.
Yes.
He's on Madden. He's likable.
Yes.
I agree with all that. But
why wouldn't you want that here for 3 or 4 more years?
I'm sure they do, but I also don't think – I think they know that the chances of Saquon, if he plays as much as he needs to be impactful and to be the guy he can be, he's probably not going to be that guy in 27 and 28. And I think they also know that their team is built to win now. Next offseason, they're going to have to – pay Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith. Like, yes, they're making moves for the following season, but they still have a roster to win right now. And so I think by paying Saquon, which frankly I think is unrelated to what we're talking about, but regardless, I think they know that Saquon's career is probably only 2 or 3, maybe 4 really impactful years with the Eagles, and they are not going to, like,
sounds like I
year.
Convinced him, don't
no,
it?
You, no. Like,
well, it does. You said 2, 3, 4 more years.
But one of those is already gone. Yes, that's what I think 2, 3 years, including last year, is probably what you're getting out of Saquon. Like, next year and the following year.
I heard 4.
I said maybe 4, just to be clear. But the point I'm making is I am not designing the offense and calling the game next year based off of saving Saquon's career for the following years. That's not how I would do it.
You make it seem so simplistic, but that's not what I'm saying. That's just the overall view of things. If you can lessen the wear and tear on his body and still win football games, not at the expense of winning, get that part out of your head. Nobody's saying do this at the expense of winning.
Right?
Can we get that out? Can we agree that we all understand that this isn't at the expense of winning?
Right.
So you're going to do what you have to do to win. My point is that if all things being considered equal, if I can get through this season limiting the wear and tear on him and he's as strong as he should be late in the year and we go win the Super Bowl, I don't care about running up numbers for Saquon in September and October trying to wear him down. You got $200 million on the offensive side of the ball. Right. Why do you have to give Saquon the ball? They did it last year because the other facet of the game was not working. So if they improve on that, there's no reason to give Saquon the ball as much as you did last year. You can preserve his body and you can preserve his career by using all the other talent that you have on the offense. You don't have to give Saquon the ball 30 times a game.
I agree with you, but it's also not like giving Saquon the ball 24 times versus 30 is going to prolong his career 2 or 3 years.
Say that until you get the one injury and then
that can happen with two carries.
I understand that.
But I'm saying Saquon is in his physical prime right now. Like, this is the best we will see
Saquon. He's also coming off a year where he touched the ball more than anybody.
I agree.
Listen, I can let Spike give you the numbers on what a running back does after he's touched the ball
as Saquon. Right.
Okay, then. So all that, hold on. All that proof is there for them before they made this investment moving forward. You don't think they looked into all this?
Oh, I'm sure they know all
that. So then looking into all this and the evidence is there that says he's about to fall off the cliff.
Right.
Right? Then why would I give him more money?
It was a thank you check.
And then go ahead and push him off the cliff.
Because it was a thank you check.
Why would I give him more money and then push him off the cliff?
I think the money is separate from this.
It's not. If you're a smart team doing smart business, right? Like, I don't like the fact that we extended Joel Embiid.
Right.
You can tell me, well, they didn't have a choice. Yeah, the guy's injured.
I agree with you on this.
So I wouldn't have done that. So if I'm looking at a position at that high injury on it, right? And I'm looking at this, then why would I do that and then say, we're going to accelerate this by giving him the ball, running him into the ground?
So I agree with you in principle what you're saying. We're like, it didn't make a ton of sense to pay Saquon if it's a thank you check. I agree with you, which is why I'm surprised they did it. And as for next year, if they get into the season and they can't throw the ball, then yeah, you have to run it with Saquon.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I think it's going to be hard to manage Saquon to a point where you can prolong his career while also getting the best out of him. I want to get the best out of him when I know he'll be at his best. In 2027,
what's Christian McCaffrey look like in San Francisco?
Look, there's a world where none of this matters and Saquon just isn't himself and we're not talking about it. Mm-hmm. But I think what we're discussing,
I'm trying to give myself the best chance of getting the most out of him as I can.
But I think but at least how I'm viewing this is, if Saquon's playing well next year and he's himself, then I would keep feeding him the ball. If it's early on in the year and it's clear he's not himself, then yeah, that's an entirely different discussion. Christian McCaffrey, he wasn't himself. They didn't have a choice of what to do with Christian. He didn't play. If Saquon in week 1 and week 2 carries it 22 times and looks unbelievable, I'm not in week 3 being like, I have to keep him at 22 because of future years.
Sure you can.
I want to give Saquon the ball as much as possible when you have him at his absolute best. And I think saving him for, like, honestly, look at Joel. How many years do we talk about, don't play Joel these minutes, don't play Joel these games?
Yeah.
And it didn't end up mattering, really, because he just, once it was over, and all these trying to prolong things didn't matter. Saquon, when you have him and have him at his best, you've got to take advantage of that.
Well, Joel is Joel, right?
Yeah.
He's the centerpiece. Sixers weren't going anywhere unless he was doing something. It's not the same thing with Saquon. That was the story for the Eagles in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the story for the Eagles in 2022. So, In other words, the Eagles have reached heights of the Super Bowl without Saquon. So this idea that we can't do anything unless we give Saquon the ball all the time, that's the only way you can win, I don't buy that.
I don't either.
That was out of necessity last year, and you got enough talent offensively this year, and you got a quarterback who we all believe is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And I sit up here and yell about whenever I get a chance about him being elite.
Same.
Right. So then if I got the ability to move the ball through the air and preserve Saquon's health, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not just talking to you. I'm not just talking to the Delaware Valley. I need the people at the NovaCare
Complex
to
listen. Talking to the
NovaCare. Listen.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah,
I
yeah,
need
yeah.
them to listen
reverse
down
worm.
There.
This yes. is a reverse
yes.
worm situation.
I need them to listen down there. I want Saquon here for the next 4 years.
I just think that's unrealistic.
We will continue this in like
Elliot's
1 minute.
Elliot's like choking up in
there. Yeah. He might be on the roster, but
shut
this idea.
Up.
This
we got to talk that he about
Glenn Jackson.
Jeez. Would you be a pro?
Yes. National Appliance Warehouse.
About
learn
your,
about
yeah, your appliances.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, oh now, my, now it's bleep me.
It's not just appliances. It's National Appliance Warehouse.
This
over
guy.
100 brands.
Yeah.
Price Assure.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Price Assure thing is cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, of course it's cool.
Do you know there's no sales tax in Delaware?
I buy a lot of stuff in Delaware.
Well,
actually.
You
I
should
sure
buy
you
in Delaware.
Actually, yeah. You need appliances?
Yeah. National Appliance Warehouse, you
jeez.
Idiot. Moron.
Idiot. And I know.
It'll last longer than 4 years, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's true.
Because they totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. And they got credit.
And it won't cost $40
million. Yeah. There's no thank. Well, I guess
maybe
they could
one
be thank
of those
yous.
Sub-zero
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah. all good. It's all yeah. right. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Listen. The Memorial Day mega sale has been extended. You know, hit the breaking news sounder. That's a huge deal. We always talk about the great deals you can get in National Appliance Warehouse. The Memorial Day mega sale extended. So, listen, it's time to start grilling. It's 80-plus degrees outside.
Throw some veggies on the grill?
Oh, a little veggie kebab.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Come on. Nope.
Little Impossible Burger.
What's that smell like?
A little Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like anything. I know Ike's going to be on the grill tonight. Listen, they carry every major grill brand there for you. Their expert staff will help take care of you. And the expert staff, that's important because you walk in there, you truly feel like you're part of their family. Culture matters with our sports teams. Guess what? Matters where you're by your appliances as well. And all the prices guaranteed by Price Assure, like we mentioned earlier. And on top of all this, delivery, installation, the whole nine yards.
By the way, delivery installation, excellent.
Huge. Yep. It's huge. Mm-hmm. So click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go.
I actually do need a new fridge. Our fridge doesn't have like the water thing. So I'm constantly, dude, tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, you
tell
gotta
me what
go
type
there.
Of fridge you got, bro.
Yeah,
apparently the oldest one in the game.
Dial it back on the clothes and get better appliances.
Yeah.
Nah, never that.
Go National Appliances.
I have to go get those huge jugs of water and carry them like I'm.
What?
You are a lunatic.
What they call it?
Yeah, like the thing you see in an office.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I said to Kristen a few days, I'm like, what am I going to be, 50 jugging these? Like, we have to get a new. So maybe I'll go there.
Dude, let me, the fridge that I got, the water thing, I don't even. I put the glass there.
I don't trust this.
And I say,
I don't either.
Yeah, it would overflow.
It doesn't. It doesn't overflow. You just go automatic. It just fills the water up to the top,
that's
and then
crazy.
That's it.
Man,
it's outrageous.
An 83-inch TV and an automatic water.
Yeah, it's good to be spun.
By the way, grow up. Faucet water is fine.
I actually agree with you on that. I drink faucet water. I drink faucet water
every day.
Well, just get a filter. Get one of the jugs.
On the faucet?
No, get one of the jugs. You put the water in the filter in the jug.
No, he's talking about drinking out of like the spigot in the sink.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you can put that water into a jug that filters the water. That way you're not buying jugs of water.
No, but the nice thing about the jugs of water is. Actually, I don't know what it is. I guess just Kristen
there
just wants
is,
it.
No, yeah.
I guess I was like, going to say it's cold, but so is the water out of the spigot. So, yeah.
Yeah, just
this
like,
is purely a my wife thing, I
it's
guess.
It's like it's $20, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, carrying those
I drink
things.
Faucet water. Everybody else in the house is drinking bottled water.
So I do the same. When we run out, I use it, but then it's like, you know.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Code red whenever we're out of water. I'm like going to buy those stupid jugs.
Just get her a filter. Get her the, I'll send you the link.
All right.
This guy's got everything. Yeah, unbelievable.
What, he's a fixer.
Brita filter? I don't have a Brita filter because I have a fridge from the 21st century.
You got that little soda thing too, right?
A soda stream? I do. I have one of those as well. Yeah. Yep. Wife got me that.
I don't think that counts as water. Like, we're talking about hydrating yourself. I don't think that
You
should...
don't think water with bubbles hydrates you?
Nope.
Okay. It doesn't feel as hydrating.
Like if we're saying who drinks more water, me or you? I don't think the SodaStream water should like that is drinking water. Like that's water.
Okay. So
when you do the little thing with the fizzes, like that to me is not the same.
So real quick, you have a 16-ounce thing of water. I have a 16-ounce thing of water that I put fizz in. Nothing else. You are more hydrated than I am?
I personally think so.
Okay. All right.
It's like the book
it
thing.
It is what it is, man.
It's like when you read it, when you listen like to book a book, thing, you're not reading it. Like, it's just, there's a difference.
So what is in my bottle aside from water?
Honestly, kind of soda.
Well, but there's no other ingredients.
No, I know, but it I don't think LaCroix counts as water either.
Well, that's water with bubbles in it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but that also has extra flavors or whatever in it.
That's fair.
Yeah, this does not have extra
flavor
flavors.
Flavor water count as bottled water? Like the stuff like the powder you pour in water?
Well, now that's still different. Water.
Yeah, because that's hydrating, though. At least we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, my God. I didn't even get the whole Eagles thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Get it in.
Well, all right. Okay. So, Eagles.
Everyday Eagles.
Everyday Eagles. This is Everyday Eagles. Yeah. How many days are we?
Everyday Eagles.
93 days till opening kickoff.
93, 94.
Tim Jergens, 93.
So Eagles 31st in, this is per Bill Barnwell.
I knew you were going to say this.
31st in spending on defense.
Yep.
In the NFL. They're spending $30 million more this year than any team in the NFL on offense. So I look at this. And then everyone is telling me, everyone is telling me, well, the reason the defense is like this is because they have to pay the defensive players next year. But when they pay the defensive players next year, it's not like they're just going to spend more and more money. So they're going to have to lose some of the offensive players that they have. Then I look and I see that the NFL is talking about changing the salary cap rules to make it harder on the Eagles. They should be going for it this year instead of getting cash off the ledger so they can spend more money next year. There's no reason to believe the Eagles will be more talented next year. There's only reason to believe they'll be less talented when they have to pay Jalen Carter and they have to pay other players on defense. So like their plan confuses me. If I was the Eagles and I saw this enormous advantage I have, enormous advantage being this cap situation could go away in a couple of years, I would spend cash now. They just spent $10 million on nothing to watch Bryce Huff walk out the door. That's $10 million on nothing.
Cap space.
No, cash. They're paying him $9.5 million
in
cash.
But they're paying him less than they...
Less than they would in cash.
But, all right, so here's where I disagree with you. I do not think they're going to lose offensive players next year when they pay all these defensive guys.
Why?
Because they're going to have like $40 million in cap space, right?
But you've told me it's about cash,
right,
not about cap.
But they're saving the cash. So they have they're not going to like trade AJ or Devontae or any of their offensive linemen. They just gave Saquon a thank you check. Who are they even getting rid of on offense that you think might go?
Goddard.
Agreed. Goddard will go.
One of the receivers.
Yeah.
You think one of the... Nah, I don't see one of the receivers.
But that's the whole reason they're planning ahead.
Yeah.
But they're not planning ahead.
They are. All offseason, all we've heard is they're saving cash for next offseason.
So you're saying the cash that they're saving this year, they're just going to spend next year?
Yeah, that seems to be my understanding of it. I just don't see why you think they're going to lose players.
Well, because
they're all under contract.
This is the amount of money they're going to spend.
He's saying they can't pay everybody.
They can't pay everybody. But there's no way. The only way that you can spend $30 million more than everybody else on offense is because on defense, you're spending 31st in the league. There's only one team spending less on defense. Next year, when they pay Jalen Carter, by the way, when you have to pay Jordan Davis $13 million for some insane reason, a guy you didn't even play last year.
So you're going to wind up giving him a new deal just so the cap hit is smaller, right?
Well, there's a lot of guys that'll have to pay. I agree with you.
It seems like the levy's going to have to break somewhere. And like, this would be the year where you would go for it. They have advantages this year they wouldn't have had. That is a Jalen Carter that you're not paying, a Quinyon Mitchell that you're not paying. I don't know if they're going to pay Reed Blankenship. Probably not. But
I agree with the
Nolan
premise.
Smith.
I agree with the premise of your point. Like, when you have, it's not too dissimilar to the rookie quarterback like thing, right? When you have a rookie quarterback, you go all in because you're not paying him a lot. I just think they are going to be able to keep everybody they want of importance next year. So I don't view it as, well, next year you're going to lose a lot of talent on offense. You'll lose Goddard, who's a loss, but that's not AJ, Devontae, the offensive line, Jalen. So I think they will have the 85% of their key offensive players when they pay the defensive guys as well. So you're right, like, why not go all in? But I think part of that is so that they can keep all the guys next year while also keeping the offensive guys.
We'll see. It's not that I think it's 100%, but I would say there's a 50% chance one of those receivers is not on the team next year.
And what if you got to give Jalen a new contract at the next year?
There's that too.
I don't completely disagree with you about the receiver thing, just because it feels like the AJ thing has been coming to a head a little bit, and maybe that. But I think the reason they are saving all this money is for next year.
Well, then if they get rid of AJ, then they're not saving it all for next year.
I'm saying
we're gonna get rid of AJ and we're gonna run Saquon.
It seems like they are planning for that. That's what I'm saying.
I do not believe in a reality where they're saving cash this year and using that cash next year.
Okay, well that's your skepticism. Yeah. And I'm not even completely disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
But the messaging seems to be, and they could be wrong, lying, whatever, like,
no, you're just reading it wrong. You're interpreting the message wrong.
But
that's right, Worm.
No, but like, I just think the idea that they would get rid of AJ for money.
What I'm saying. They're not doing
but
that.
But then what's he worried about?
Well, like, they just got rid of five players for money.
No, but they were free agents.
AJ Brown,
they were free agents also. Yeah, that's different. These guys are. I just like, who are you worried they're going to lose? And he's saying AJ. He's saying
I'm
a receiver.
I'm saying one of those two guys.
Well, it's not going to be Devontae.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So
I'm just saying one of those two guys.
And I don't think they're going to.
And what about Jahan?
Yeah, well, Jahan.
Yeah, you got to pay Jahan.
Hey, Jahan's looked good in the two practices I've seen. That number two looks good on
him. He stole Slay's number.
Oh, is he wearing number two?
Oh, by the way, I actually got to run something by you. Oh, I think Jalix Hunt should switch to number zero.
No way.
I knew you wouldn't like it. I knew you wouldn't like it. I know, but I think he is the perfect number zero guy. Him and Nolan. Nolan's three. He's zero. They're like a duo.
Wasn't Bryce Huff zero?
Yes.
Then why do you want
That's
him to wear
a curse
zero?
Number.
Zero's a cool number.
Zero's an ass number.
No, it's not.
I'm worried about you. You and your love for Bryce Huff, dude. Stop it. We're not honoring Bryce Huff around here,
well,
man.
I said yes. Bryce Huff is going to have at least 10 sacks.
I almost
next
made
year.
A bet with Ruben Frank that Bryce will have more sacks than Nolan Smith next year.
I think he should be the favorite.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
there's
agree.
Robert Saleh traded for him. Robert Saleh knows what to do with him.
That guy can't play football.
By the way, they gave up more than I think everybody thought. A fifth that could be a fourth. Did anybody think they could get a fourth for Bryce?
Oh, great. $10 million for a
Who
fifth.
Who gave
round
up?
Pick.
You mean a 49ers?
The Niners. But yeah. The point I'm making is there was clearly interest in Bryce Huff around the league.
Or they're clearly desperate for edge rushers.
But if they were desperate and they knew that they're. Now, maybe they don't know other teams are interested, but that was just more than I thought they would get.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks,
the
Go Birds pod, going strong right now.
Every day.
Go Birds Daily, every day.
I'm at like 8 straight months of every day or something.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, can you believe it? What do they have coming tomorrow? What you saw today?
Yeah, well, I got all the training camp stats in the pod. Receiving,
okay.
Tight ends, running back, quarterbacks.
Looks good.
Your boy looked good today, too.
Who's my boy?
Oh, Jared, no. Kyle McCord.
Oh, Kyle McCord. Oh, yeah, I didn't even get a chance to ask you about Kyle
McCord.
He
throws
McCord.
A nice ball.
All right, well, I know he does. Yeah. You watch the YouTube. All right, you can
get
a
shirt.
You can get
thank you.
Nice
you
shirt over
got
there.
Got the glasses
nice
to match.
Nice shirt, man. Looks good. Yeah. Looks good.
Well, maybe trade that in for a fridge.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What's the YouTube chat saying right now?
Yeah.
looks pretty good. It's nice
of course
shirt,
it looks
man.
Good.
All right. This is the WIP afternoon show.
Like,
well, what's that?
I got to find my read.
Oh, coming up next, by the way, the Mount Rushmore of things I noticed at Disney World. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.